Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show! It's coming out of the night. We're running away, we're running tonight. Impossible comes true, it's taking over you. This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. With your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 525, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined, as always, by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing fabulous.
Now, you had me turn my lights off,
mm-hmm.
get some background lighting on. Now, yep. this is going to be available on YouTube permanently going forward.
Yeah, my business consultant said that you have to have your podcast on YouTube.
So you go to youtube.com/@WDWBTG. You can find these episodes. You can find room reviews. You can find restaurant reviews. You can find walking tours. You can find
our last live that we did Friday with Angry New Phil Jr.
Live episodes as well, or live, I guess, not an episode, just live reports. We have golf course reviews. We have Manny's Steakhouse reviews, Flipper's Pizza reviews. Pizza. We're going beyond the gates a little bit. We have some good miniature golf content on there. We have our one-on-one match. That's one of my favorite videos. So go check them out and subscribe to our YouTube page. And if you prefer to listen to your podcasts via YouTube, you can do that on our YouTube page as well. So we appreciate it. And I know you're gonna plan on uploading it at the same time the audio version gets released, I assume.
That's correct. It'll be up the same day.
So that's perfect. So however you prefer to listen, if you want to see my handsome face, I got a haircut this weekend.
You look good. I don't want to give you too much kudos. Oh, but you look good today, Parts.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And speaking of good looking people, we're joined this episode by Zach in Ohio. Zach, what's going on, my friend?
Oh, nothing. Just another day in paradise up here in Northeast Ohio.
It's been a minute. When's the last time you've been on? It's been like over a year.
It was the 500th episode.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, when you popped on.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so end of last year. Well, thanks for coming back. You guys are jet setters these days. It seems, but we always appreciate having you on. And Mike, I know you are especially anxious to talk to him this week because you have a big event coming up. What, 3 weeks from now? 4 weeks from now?
It's less than a month. I looked at it today. It's like 26 days.
We're going to have to do some work ahead of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to have to get some stuff done.
Because you're gone for like 9 weeks or something like that. It's pretty bad. It's going to be a lot of work for me.
All this vacation has been approved, by the way. So,
I'm not saying that you don't deserve it. You haven't earned it. I'm just saying that we have to put in the time ahead.
What's new though? In the flight.
Yeah, that's Mike's not looking forward to that part.
No, that's the thing that's concerning me.
Is it a longer flight? Well, yeah, because you stopped over. I was gonna say to like Spain to from Florida to Europe to Florida to California aren't that different, right?
Yeah, well, I went from Tampa to Houston to LA, and Houston to LA was 3, and from Tampa to Houston was an hour and a half, so 4.5, 5. It's double. It's gonna be 9 hours to Barcelona.
Oh, that's pretty brutal. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. And Eugene didn't even book you first class, did he?
Oh, no, he wouldn't. I mean, when you looked at the price discrepancies, he said there's absolutely no way Gary's going to sign off. He said
he's right. Yeah. I definitely wouldn't have signed off.
Yeah, he said there's absolutely no way. He said, I cannot put this through as an expense. He goes sitting in the back, you know, right by the toilets. He said, I might be able to squeeze this one through. But
yeah.
You do business class or first class. He's not signing off on these.
It's all done. That could come to an end real quick with those kind of travel arrangements. What else is new? What else is going on down in Florida? How have things been?
The pool is now officially open.
Oh yeah, the weather's been good enough for that.
Yep, the weather, the pool is now up to 80 degrees. I did a nice vacuum. We cleaned all the tiles.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's looking nice.
Very good.
Did a hot tub yesterday, watched golf, watched like the Celtics that. Out there, the playoff game. It's fantastic.
It's great.
Florida living.
Great. Definitely not jealous at all. Nope. I'm happy to hear that. Happy for you and happy to hear it. Zach, what's new with you, my friend?
I've just been busy doing a little traveling. Actually, last night we did something a little kind of off the radar type thing. We went and saw Impractical Jokers live in person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actually really good.
How do they do that in person?
Yeah, how do they do that?
So it was, they had a little bit of videos of stuff, so to like do some like refreshers type of thing. But they talked or joked around about some stuff that they didn't get on camera, like other stuff that actually happens that people don't know about.
Oh, okay.
Is sometimes even like worse. But no, it was really good. But yeah, that, and then we actually just got off the Dream last week. We did a 3-night out of Fort Lauderdale, and yeah, had
concierge. I'm gonna assume.
Oh yeah. it is like you when once you stay DVC, you can't stay anywhere else.
Trust me, I kind of get it, but I look at those price points and I'm like, I might be able to squeeze out like a 2-day Bahamian cruise, and that's about it. Like,
yeah.
You have Disney prices, and then you have Disney concierge pricing on top of that, and it's woo.
Yeah. No, we find a way to make it work, and
that's going to be a whole nother show, because I need to pick your brain. That whole concierge thing just fascinates me.
It's different. It really is.
So you always have said that the service level on the cruises is like above and beyond. So I can only imagine what the concierge level service is like on the cruise.
Yep, it really is.
Gary, it's kind of like that. Remember when I was reading that, or I was YouTubing the like top five like most expensive cruise like ships and the items, and remember they had like that $150,000 mattress?
Oh yeah.
In one of the rooms, and I said you can't experience that. It's kind of like concierge. Like I can't do it, because Zach's exactly right. Once I do it, you're not going back. I mean, look at you for crying out loud. You're not going back to the values. You got that one taste and you bought a DVC contract. I mean, at least it took me years to get.
That's true. They bank on that, though, don't they?
What's that?
Like giving you that taste, or like just do that one special occasion, and then all of a sudden, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Hurley, we've upgraded you to concierge level for this cruise.
Oh, do they ever do upgrades like that?
So when you get to port, to check in, like to get on the boat, you can ask before you get on if there are any upgrades available.
Yeah, but those are the ones you have to pay for. I'm talking about the stuff you don't have to pay.
Oh, pixie dust.
I don't see that happening.
Okay.
But it is, if you can do it at port, it is significantly cheaper. Yeah. But
don't tell me. I don't know. We got to move on from here. This thing's paid for. I put a credit card on for incidentals, and
that'd be a big incidental.
What's a $7,000 Disney cruise line? I thought we paid this thing 2 years ago.
So you remember when I was talking to Jacques when we first got on the boat? Yeah, well, we upgraded to concierge. All right. Well, I guess we should just get into it. This is like your training course, Mike. You have a few weeks left before you do your first Disney cruise, and Zach is probably our biggest cruising expert that we know of audience.
I was calling him Captain Zach on my walk, and of course, the song "Captain Zach will get you high tonight."
Yes, of course, little Billy Joel.
You know, yeah, I was singing that on our walk.
Your special island,
Captain Zach. So how did this all come together? Let's do a little background here. You were about as anti-cruise as Gary and I, right?
Yeah, I wanted nothing to do with getting on it, because I didn't want to be on the boat and look off my balcony or whatever and just not be able to see land. I mean, that freaked me out more than
you had a little anything. Phobia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and I still kind of do a little bit, but the pros significantly outweigh that of doing it. But yeah, I think the first time we went on it, it was just because people started posting videos and blogs and all this stuff. And it's like, wow, this looks right up my alley with all the food and the customer service and all this stuff. It's like, why would I not want to do this? And we did a 3-night on the Dream, and the rest was history.
Caribbean, so, I would assume. You did a little quick one down here in Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Bahamas, but yeah.
Yep.
So that was since then.
And that was like right after COVID. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. I remember that too. So it hasn't been that long, but now you've done them almost nonstop.
Right. And that one's really a hard one to review or talk about.
Because there were like 7 people on board, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think the Dream has like, it can fit 3,600 people or something like that. And there were seriously like 1,200 people on it.
That's crazy.
I'm still kicking myself for not taking advantage of that.
Yeah, it was something else.
Which of the ships have you been on? All of them? All the Disney ones?
I've been on all of them except the Wonder.
Okay. And which one are you going on, Mike?
I'm going on the... Zach, help me out.
You're going the Dream.
I'm going on the Dream. I always get it, the Dream and the Wish confused.
Well, that's the thing. All the names are very similar.
Similar, right. Yeah.
But the Magic and the Wonder are their two oldest ones, and they're like clones of each other. And then the Dream and Fantasy are clones of each other. And then the Wish, the newest one, is different than the rest of them as well.
So there's 5 now. Okay.
5 now. Yeah, there's going to be 6th one is coming out next year.
Oh, well.
Christmas. But
is that the one that they bought from that Japanese company or whatever that was going under? Or is that...
So that's something else. I think that one's called the Adventure. I think that's going to be over in Asia. But yep. Yeah, it's supposed to be the biggest cruise ship in the world.
Massive, yeah.
Now, what's the capacity? I know you said like 3,600, but those first two are a little smaller than the next couple, right?
They're probably around like 3,000 or so.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Now, do you know, is this like a full itinerary, Mike? I mean, this European thing, I know the DVC cruises are popular, but is it like banged out as far as you know? Or is it going to be kind of like, are there 3,600 people going to this?
No, there's still some availability, but it's pretty packed.
Yeah. Does it feel crowded when you're on like on a packed cruise? Like I always wonder. Like it seems like it would, but I'm not sure.
The do you have any days at sea? Do you know?
Yeah, so we've got a couple. So we get on in Barcelona and then we have a full day at sea, and then we get into Italy and we do four or five spots in Italy, and then we have an at sea back to Barcelona. So we have two full days at sea.
So the days at sea seem probably the most busy, but there's still so much other stuff going on that they spread everybody out with all the spas, and they do like trivia and all sorts of different stuff throughout the day that people are scattered all over the place. So it's not like everybody's up on the main deck all day type of thing.
That makes sense. I mean, obviously the days at sea are going to be the busiest because there's no other option what to do. What are your biggest concerns, Mike, as a first-time cruiser? Like, are you nervous about anything or just a lot of questions?
Just a bunch of questions. Like, our first question, I think, is what you were going to begin with was checking in and getting on the ship.
Yeah, so
what's that? What's
even,
that?
Even the first thing is whenever you first do online check-in.
Which I did yesterday.
You just did yours, yeah.
I just did mine. And it's still pending because they have to verify my picture or whatever.
Your passport matches up.
Like my passport right away. As soon as I took the picture, boop, it auto-populated the number. It is really sleek. But then we had to take pictures of our faces from the shoulders up. Yeah, I had to take a mugshot. Then I'm on Canva trying to blow it up. And it's been 2 days and they still haven't approved it. So who knows? But
and what they use that picture for everything on the boat. So when you go to, say you're going to a bar and you're buying a drink, you have your Kilo World card that you will scan and it'll show up on their computer with your mugshot. So they know it's you. So you don't have to.
So it just saves a lot of time with IDing and pulling passports. And it's just a complete time saver.
Correct. Yeah. So you won't get ID'd while you're on the boat. I think it also helps whenever you're getting back on the boat from some excursion or something like that, where it's just an extra layer of making everything easier for you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, going back on that, it's you being on a longer cruise, you're not going to be trying to be like, if you can get on the boat at 11 a.m. the first day, you're probably not going to be like rushing to get on there at 11 a.m. since you're on there for 8 days. But some people that are doing the 3 or 4 night one, they were going to try to spend as much time on the boat as they can.
Makes sense.
So it's recommended that you try to do your check-in as soon as possible, because that's whenever you get your boarding or your boarding group or arrival time.
So they asked me for a time slot. So, you know, I'm doing an adventures in Barcelona before that.
Yep.
And our last day, we're just doing a breakfast and wrap up, and then they're going to drive me over to the port. So I did like a 1:30 to 1, yeah, whatever, 1:45. If I'm early or late, do they hold you to that, or are they flexible?
Since you're using the Disney transportation, they might be flexible with that. I know that's the case in like Port Canaveral. If you take the Disney bus from a Disney resort to Port Canaveral, it's like whenever you get there, you just get on or you get there.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's going to be the same thing for yours.
Because I assume they're probably leaving at like 4 or whatever. Like they normally leave at like a 4 or 5 o'clock.
Correct. Yeah, you just have to be. I think you have to be on board by like 3:30 or something like that.
Okay.
Because yeah, if you miss that, they're not waiting for you.
Bon voyage. At that point.
Exactly. But I guess the next thing for that is once you're on board, your room's not going to be ready until 2.
Sure. That's understandable.
Now, so what you should do if you're planning on doing any pool stuff or anything like that is bring your stuff as a carry-on.
Okay.
Because your luggage won't be to your room until after 2. And you won't have anywhere to like, oh, I'm just going back to my room and change or whatever. So just bring like a gym bag or a backpack or whatever. If you're bringing your bathing suit, throw that in your bag.
Good
so
point.
You have it ready. And the majority of people, what they'll do on that first day is they rush to Cabanas, which is the buffet. And it really is really good. So you probably want to go straight to there if you're wanting to have lunch, just to beat the crowds. And that just seems to be what the most popular thing to do is once you first get there, is go to the buffet.
Now, Kristen wants to know how long the process takes to get onto the boat itself.
So we've gone out of 3 ports, but they're all in the United States. So we've gone out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Port Canaveral. Once the boat, they say like, oh, yep, we're ready to board type of thing, it's 5-10 minutes. But whenever you get to the port, you still have to go through security like you're going through an airport. They're going to check your passports, so on and so forth, all the standard stuff. That process probably takes about 20 minutes. And then you may have to wait until the boat's ready, depending on what time you get there. But getting on the boat is really simple.
Okay.
It's one of those, they scan your Key to the World card and, all right, welcome aboard, Mr. Hurley.
I'm curious, you said that the rooms aren't ready till 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how quick is it? I mean, is there a cruise that they're just dropping people off that same day?
For the most part, yeah, usually they just come.
I didn't know how often it's always, like every day, it's never empty for a day, basically.
Correct. Yeah. Whenever we get back from whatever our cruise, we're back in port at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we're off the boat by 8 a.m. And then the next people are boarding at 10:45.
Okay. So they're turning rooms over at that point.
Yeah.
I gotcha. That makes sense. I didn't know being like a European cruise if it's like, because at some point it has to get there. So
yeah, they do transatlantic.
Right. Oh, they even have that cruise going.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if we're taking it one way, we might as well have people on it.
Makes sense. I mean, it only is prudent for them to do it that way. I just wasn't sure the logistics. So that makes a lot of sense. So that's actually pretty impressive. They have it by 2.
Yeah,
yeah, it really is.
I'm going to throw this, I don't know if you want to call it softball out there, but concierge rooms are ready at noon.
Okay, that's a selling point. Because I usually like to just get to my room, put the TV on, and chillax for a little while.
Yeah, so if we want to talk about it later, but the concierge, you're the first ones to board. So you don't have to do that, pick your arrival time type thing. Whenever you get there, and you're in boarding group 1. So you're escorted on the boat first, and they take you to a private lunch, and then you go from your private lunch up to your room.
I can hear the wheels turning in Mike's head right now. He's like, how can I justify this?
Can never justify. We figured that out. We can't justify any of the crap we talk about on a weekly basis.
What's the difference? Like, what's the cost difference between?
It's double.
It's double.
Oh, really?
It's double.
Yeah. So on like a 3-day, you may be able to justify, but on an 8-day expensive cruise, it's hard to justify. Anyway,
not according to Zach, but yeah, you're right. Anyways, I digress. Let's move on, as brother Heathwood would say.
One thing I will tell you to bring with you is like some sort of big tumbler or drink mug that's like 24 ounces, 30 ounces, whatever. The only places you can fill up your cup is on, I think for that ship is deck 11.
Yeah, so I heard the same thing. They said that because it's a long walk where the refillable mugs are.
Yep.
And like they have all the regular stuff, because Susie was like saying, can we bring our Gatorade powder? I'm like, they're going to have Powerade on the ship. So I'm bringing my Yeti tumbler. So
yeah, the last thing you want is it to be like whatever 12:30 at night. Man, I wish I had a water. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing you can do is walk up 3 flights of stairs and go get it there, and then walk back down. So that's one tip that a lot of people don't know about.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
I would have never thought of that.
Yeah, that's probably the most important stuff on the first day. They'll probably have like a sailing away party at 4:30 or so.
Is that where they do the...
Yeah.
I thought they were going to have Christopher Cross play.
Oh, how sweet would that be? I mean, we do have a lot of surprises on these DVC cruises, so...
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. They say the entertainment is like just insane.
Yeah, they have a lot DVCs. Of special... Yeah,
they have a lot of special things going on.
That's cool. And they don't really announce them ahead of time. They're kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of more so like a surprise.
That's cool. That'll be interesting.
Like, they'll have like Imagineers like do like tutorials and classes and stuff. Like, just it's insane from what I understand.
Hmm.
Yeah, most of the ones that they do are only like 4 or 5 nights. So this one, they got a lot of stuff they could probably throw at you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I guess, do you want to get into like dining stuff or...
Yeah.
What do you want to...
Yeah, let's talk dining here parts.
So what Disney's known for is what they call their rotational dining.
Correct.
Each boat has 3 main restaurants. For the Dream, you're going to have Animator's Palette, Royal Palace, and Enchanted Garden. And when it comes to that rotational dining, your server, head server, and assistant server follow you each night. So when you have them on Saturday night, Sunday night, you're going to come in, you're going to have them again. And Monday night, you'll have them again. And Tuesday night, you have them again. And where that's really cool is they get to know you. So if you say the first night you order a gin and tonic or something like that, and the second night you come in, they're, oh, Mr. Hurley, you want your same thing again? And they remember that.
That fascinates me.
It's
like incredible. Especially by the second night. I mean, it would take me years.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, so the second night for like our daughter Catherine, the first night she ordered a lemonade. The second night she gets up, sits down, and her lemonade's already there, like before she can even order it. And
that's like, such a special touch, isn't it?
It's incredible. But they do that with everything. So they'll have a bread service with each meal, and each bread service they'll have some sort of like olive oil or whatever, French onion spread or whatever. But the first night it's like, oh, we didn't want this mushroom oil spread, so can we just have regular butter? The second night, whenever the bread service comes out, the regular butter's coming with it. Where they remember all the little details, and by the end of the cruise it's like, oh man, I really don't want to leave because these people know what I want.
Now how is the food?
It's good. I can't really compare it to any other cruise ship. You're not going to be hungry, I'll tell you that. On our most recent one, the first night, we had Animator's Palette, and I said to the server, it's like, well, I'm in between the bolognese and the teriyaki steak. It's like, okay, problem solved, we'll get you both. Okay. And next thing you know, here come out 2 entrees, and they're good. And if you didn't like something, they'll bring you something else out for you.
That could be dangerous because you like to try stuff, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Now, will they bring you smaller portions? Like, say, you know, I want a ribeye, but then I want some of the bolognese, but I don't want to be a slob and have 2 full. So they don't...
I haven't figured out a way for them to do that yet, because I've thought about that. They
I mean, worst case, you can bring it. You can bring it back to your room, right?
Correct. Right. Yeah, they'll give you a lid to it, and you take it back. But... yeah, the food's good.
Also 24-hour room service, right?
Yes, yes. And I heard, Fat Panda said they have to die for you, the grilled cheese or something.
Room service top notch. I had it on my thing we were talking about. It's the real deal. And it's 24 hours. It's some of the best chicken wings that I've ever had.
I heard that too.
It makes no sense why these chicken wings are so good, but they are.
Imagine, Gary, it's 11 o'clock and you're like, hey, I don't really want to go to bed yet. I'm watching a movie or something.
Mike's going to be watching like a Celtics game that's at like 2 in the morning local time, and he's going to be ordering chicken wings.
Stumbling to my portage 2 hours later.
I mean, they have everything from chicken wings to they have a bolognese pasta, grilled cheese and tomato soup, warm cookies. Like, you just, oh yeah, I'm going to have... send up some warm cookies to my room. Okay,
and how long does it take?
So I ordered something right before dinner time. I ordered an order of wings as my appetizer
before your rotational dinner. Nice.
Ordered a couple or two orders of wings.
Taking a shower and getting dressed, and you're just slopping wings down. That's gorgeous.
All my pants ready.
You're all, yeah, who cares?
Right. But no, I ordered two orders of wings and then a grilled cheese and tomato soup for our daughter to have something. And it was in our room in 35 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And it's like they bring it in. It's here it comes.
And what, do you just leave it right outside your door like you would at a resort? Or
they'll bring it in. They'll knock on the door. They'll bring
it
in.
No, when you're done with it.
Oh, you leave it in your room.
Oh, that's right. Because they come in and like do bed turn down. And
they do it twice a day. Yeah. But yeah, the room service or... Yeah, the room service is the real deal.
I want to do a cruise just for the food. I don't even want to get, it doesn't have to leave the port. It could just stay right at Port Canaveral. I just want to hang out on the boat and use the restaurants and stuff.
But yeah, he's right about the food when it comes to room service.
Now, you were telling me that you booked Paulo, right?
I was able to get Paulo. We could not get it for the longest time. And again, with their dud website, I mean, it is so worthless because it'll show that Paulo's open and I'll click on it and then I'll click Kristen and myself and then click next. And then it says, due to the popularity, there are no reservations. Well, why doesn't it say sold out like every other time? Cool.
So the cruise website's worse than the regular Disney
it's
technology?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. But it'll say Remy Brunch sold out, Paulo Brunch sold out, and then it'll say Paulo Dinner available. So then you click it, and then it tells you it's not available after clicking two more screens. But somebody must have canceled because we were able to get one, and this is at sea, which is huge, because I don't want to, like I said, when I'm in Italy, I'm going to be eating, but, you know, you're probably going to have your last meal probably at 2 because you're going to have to start working your way back to the ship. So, you know, we have an 8:30 seating, so we're probably going to be hungry, but to be able to score Paulo on a day at sea is huge for us.
Yeah, Paulo's really good. I will say that.
Like, we've watched so many YouTubes, it looks ridiculous.
Now, I know that's obviously an upcharge, but does it work the same way? Do you get your same rotational, like...
No, you're probably not. You're going to, because your rotationals are going to be in those three regular main restaurants.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
Right. It was crazy, though. So we just had Paulo. We had Paulo at RC Day as well, on our most recent one.
Okay.
And we found out, so we went through, we had the meal Saturday night. And Sunday night, we came back to our rotational dining again.
Now, real quick, I'll let you go on, but that's adults only. So do you have to does the little one have to go to like their center?
Yep.
What is it, 18
yeah.
and over?
Yeah, which okay. she loves anyway.
She's yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 I was telling Gary and the guys that I follow like these two guys who adopted a little boy, and they say, you know, this is our first cruise, and you might think that we're abandoning him, but he keeps asking, when can I go to this thing? Like, they love it.
Yeah. But yeah, what I was going to say was, so we had Paulo Saturday night. Sunday night, we went back to our rotational dining, and our server's like, oh, yeah, you went to Paulo, Gray. Who is your server? And we're like, oh, I can't remember her name, but she was from Colombia. And he goes, oh, that was so-and-so. And we're like, yeah, that's her. And he goes, oh, that's my wife. We're like, what? And
that's funny.
Yeah, just a small world story. But yeah, Paulo's great.
So explain to me how it works, because I heard the prefix, I guess, is $50. You get an appetizer, like a salad, an entree, and a dessert. And then they have the a la carte. So if I'm gonna do the a la carte, then I'm not paying obviously the $50. I'm just gonna pay whatever the menu pricing is. Correct.
Correct. And that's what we do every time. We've done a la carte each time we've went. And I think the most recent time, they come out with a bread service. Well, actually, they come out with I don't know if it'll be different whenever you're over there, but they come out with like a gnocchi in a mushroom sauce type thing. It's to cleanse your palate.
Oh, correct. Correct.
To get
ready. Yep.
And it's like, oh, okay, that's nice. But then whenever we went, I had
Who's Bouche, I think they call it, or that's what they do. They call it at Remy, but yeah, the palate cleanser.
So then they come out with a bread service, which is three different types of bread, with one of them being like a homemade, like pita almost, like focaccia, which is crazy good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
But then I had an arugula salad, and then I had the gnocchi with a red sauce, and then a 6-ounce filet and mashed potatoes, and I couldn't move the rest of the night, and it was unbelievably good.
Yeah. Do you do the dessert?
I couldn't. My wife got Rachel got oh man, dude, it was dessert. Like a,
I hate desserts, and this one looks good. It's
it was like a chocolate.
Yes.
Like I forget what it is.
Gary, what is it? It's like and you break it open.
Oh, like a flourless chocolate, like a lava cake or something.
Yeah, and then he pours like the chocolate, and then he pours the vanilla in there.
They just pour at the same time. They're like,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
And what'd you say about that?
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah, we saw that on YouTube, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, she doesn't like chocolate cake, but this is like different.
Correct. Oh, so it does.
So based on this, Paulo doesn't work where you could say, I want to try every entree then, and they'll keep... Well, I mean, I guess if you're
you paper, could.
But you're going to pay for it, right? Yeah.
So it's not like one price and then you have like full run. It's still actual menu pricing at that point.
Right.
But I would assume it's cheaper because, like, I mean, 50 for a prefix at a place like that, you're going to pay 150 because they're factoring in what your rotational dining would have been. So what is a steak cost at a, well, the sommelier say it's going to be $65. Are they whacking you 25, 30?
I think the 6 ounce filet was $30.
Yeah, see, so
and
that's...
And then a side dish was $4. I think so the salad was $7.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be... Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah,
half price Shula's.
Yeah, yeah.
But the same quality. Some may even say better.
So you don't even have to decide beforehand whether you could do prefix, you could decide you want to do
right.
that, or you could just go a la carte, depending on what you've eaten that day or whatever.
Yep.
So... for someone like Mike and Kristen, who are doing their first cruise, they're going to be out off the boat a lot on these ports because it's Italy and Europe and all this stuff. How, like, is the buffet just like, don't even bother for them just because they're going to be eating in Italy, basically, and then they have their rotational stuff? Or are they still going to, like, is that worth it?
It's probably good for breakfast, I'm guessing. I don't, are you a big breakfast person?
I like breakfast. So here's what she was thinking, because our port days are 6 to 6, and I don't know if that's typical.
It's not.
Okay, so we're 6 to 6, but like our tour might not leave till 7. So she was thinking. First of all, her question is: if we're 6 to 6, what time do we have to start getting ourselves ready to leave, and how long is it going to take us to get off the ship if everybody's port excursion is 6 to 6.
Getting off the ship, if you're getting off like right whenever it's like, all right, we're clear to get off, it probably takes 10 minutes. I mean, it doesn't take very long to get off.
So you're talking, you got 3,600 people trying to get off and it takes us all 10 minutes?
Because not everybody's going to get off at the same time. I'm guessing a lot of people that have the... How many... Do you have excursions booked through Disney?
So I've done a couple because a few have opened up, but there's one that we want to do in Rome that I went on the Facebook group and I've got 10 people who are still interested in it, and it's to a private company.
I'm guessing a lot of those aren't going to be like, hey, we're clear to get off, we're getting off type of thing. I'm guessing... So whenever we've done port excursions... we've been like clear to get off at 8:30 a.m. Well, the Disney excursion isn't leaving until 9:30.
Okay.
Because they build in some time to like, hey, let's let these first people get off and then we'll get off after them.
Because the ones that we're doing all say are all around 10 and a half hours, which is it's long. So that's
through Disney?
Yeah, those are through Disney too.
Well, that's good because they won't leave without you on those.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, the ones that you book not through Disney, they'll leave without you if you're not back. But yeah, I think getting off isn't too bad. And same thing coming back. If you're booked through Disney, it's not going to take very long to get back.
Now, what time is their buffet open? Like, would we be able to squeeze a breakfast in before we get off? Or probably not, right?
If you're getting off at between, I think it opens at 7.
Yeah, so we're not even going to be able to have breakfast, but we could have room service breakfast, which is what she was thinking.
I believe so, yeah.
I'm calling them up at 3:30 in the morning, getting your room service ready. You'll still be up for having your
I'm either still going to be up. I mean, who the hell knows? Because I'm going to be so off with the time difference.
Oh, I know. You got no shot. You're going to be in the Vatican and you're going to be sleeping next to the Pope or something.
And that's the one thing that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
But you will be able to, your sea days, you'll be able to have breakfast at the buffet.
No, that's true. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Those are going to be important days for you, Mike, because as much as you're looking forward to all the excursions, I'm looking forward to hearing about
the food,
the ship and the food. Yeah.
Yeah, I know you are.
Because I don't really care about, like, for me, I'm not experiencing the excursions, but I can live vicariously.
That's true.
Some kind of understanding of the ship stuff, but the excursions is obviously just not, it's not, you're not going to be able to do it justice because it's all just looking at stuff and walking around.
Well, let me ask, do you know, are you the first seeding or the second seeding?
We did the second seeding because, you know, I'm anti-weasel. And when we when we called to DVC, yep. like the, you know, like the guy said, look, he said, there's kids on it. He said, but it's Europe. He said, it's right. during a time of year where kids are in school. Yep. He said, and it's a DVC cruise. He said, so it's going to be an adult heavy, yep. you know. And Kristen said, well, you know, with the seatings, can I assume that the late seating is best for adults? He's like, yeah. He's like, do the shows early and do, because it's going to be reversed. The people are going to eat first and then the families are going to do the shows after dinner.
Right.
And you know, that's what you see too?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I would obviously with a young one, you were doing the early dinners.
Correct.
Yeah, which is 5:30 or I don't know.
5:45.
Okay.
5:45 and then the show started at 8:30, mm-hmm. whatever the show was for that night. So vice versa. Your show I think will start at 6 p.m. if you're going to the show that night, and then your dinner, I think, is like 8:15.
8:30 is the second thing, okay. Yeah. So when you say the show, is that the one that's in the Walt Disney Theater?
Correct, yeah. They have something almost every night. We've only done 1-7 night where they had probably something in that theater, maybe 5 out of the 7 nights.
And is there always enough seating in there?
Yeah, it's huge.
Really?
It's huge. Now, and do not they do everybody
movies
does.
In there too, or...?
They sometimes, so there's also a movie theater on the boat.
Oh, okay.
There's a, where they show movies throughout the day.
So what you're talking about is like where they're going to do like a Frozen show or.
Yeah, I think you'll have Beauty and the Beast is the main Disney show. So that'll be the one that you have on the Dream. Each boat has its own special main one. So like the Wish is.
So it kind of incentivize you to check out all the different ships.
Right, so I think the Wish has Aladdin and Little Mermaid. The Magic has Tangled. Then I think the Wonder has Frozen. But yeah, each ship has its own like Broadway specialty.
What other kind of shows? Like obviously the Disney shows, but they have other stuff, other kind of entertainment too, right?
Yes, I remember on our 7 night they had a comedian one night in the Walt Disney Theater. So I'm guessing you have something like that as well. They also do some like Disney Cruise Line, like just for them type shows that they made themselves that have nothing to do with Disney movies. But then also throughout the day, they have all the different, learn how to whatever napkin folding and trivia and
like animator classes.
How to draw this. They have a chef thing where it's like, oh, how do we make this on the boat? Well, this is how we do it.
So I was going to ask you that because obviously us being newbies, we were not able to book, you know, until after the fact.
Yep.
So there was a couple of tastings that Kristen really wanted to go on that were completely sold out when it was up to us to pick. Now, people said a lot of times you can just ask when you get on the boat. There's always cancellations, always openings. Did you find that as well?
Yeah. So when you get on, you'll want to go to the port excursions desk and just ask them whenever you get on that, hey, is there any available? They're more than likely there is. It's the same thing with like the spa stuff. It's like, well, on the app, it says it's sold out. It's like, well, it's not. They have spots available. They're just waiting for day of type things.
And so you could, because you can also ask for like a Remy reservation too, right?
Correct. Yep. Okay. Yeah, they have something set up that whenever you first get on that you could go to and like, oh, do you have a Remy on this day? And you're like, oh, we might actually. Let me see here. Because that's the one thing I noticed when we went to Palo, whatever, a week ago, the restaurant was only like 3/4 full, half full.
It's, yeah.
But it said it was sold out.
That's crazy.
So it's like, wait, what's going on here? It's like, oh, we always have spots available. People don't ask.
Well, they probably shouldn't say it's sold out then. They shouldn't
make you ask. Like, how many times have you been to a Disney restaurant? You could never get a reservation. There's like 7 people in there. I'm like, the hell's going on here?
Or you show up and it's like, oh, can I get a seat here? It's like, well, no, it's an hour wait. But look around you. There's nobody here.
Yeah. Olivia's.
Yeah, you got to book it. Have you heard? Do you know that story, Zach?
No, but I can imagine.
Mike and I walked up. We were at Old Key West. We drove over there, just the two of us. We were going to have breakfast. We walk up. The place is empty.
Empty.
Empty. And I said, can we have a table for two? Do you have a reservation? He said, no. He's like, oh, we're only taking reservations. I said, okay. So then I stood at the thing, got out my phone. made a reservation for that time. And I said, I have a reservation now. So like, oh, I see it right here. Comes to the status instantly. Like, that is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
Sounds about right.
It's like, you're going to make me do it on your phone. You can't just give me a table.
Well, it's the same thing. It's like, well, you have to order online. You have to order your food online. It's like, why can't I just tell you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so that wraps up that. The only other thing I got here is like all the bars and lounges that they have on the boat. So I'm assuming you want to talk about those.
Well, I heard, you know, they don't have drink packages, which is fine. It's a family friendly right. ship. But I heard that you can buy like a 22-ounce beer and they charge you like the 16-ounce price. And then you get a glass that you get to keep.
Well, they do have beer packages. So you can buy six beers for the price of five. And okay. they'll keep it on your like account type of thing. So it's like, well, I went to this bar, I had two here, I had three here, and I had one here.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to buy all six at the same time. You can buy the six and then spread it out over a couple nights or whatever. trying to think what else when it comes to that.
There's different lounge theme. There's like a karaoke one, right? And like a sports bar kind of thing.
Yeah, so they have a thing. It's called the District. It's on deck four of the Dream. There are probably four or five different themed bars. I'm guessing, knowing you, the ones you're going to probably spend the most time in is the 687, which is like their sports pub, and then probably the Skyline, which is it's kind of a higher end, but whenever you're in there, it makes you feel like you're in like a New York City skyscraper type of thing, how they have it themed. And actually, the other one is Meridian. That's the one that's in between Palo and Remy. You know, most people don't know you can just go up there and get a drink there, but you can. You do have to like have their dress attire, which is long pants and like a collared shirt type of thing. Okay. But you could go up there at night if you wanted to, and that has some of the best views off the ship. So it's the top deck on the very back of the ship that you could go sit outside and.
And what's it called?
Meridian. So we've always.
The night you have Apollo, you might as well go early. You'll be in your nice clothes anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So we always get there like 10 minutes early or whatever and sit there and I get a drink or whatever. And then whenever you don't finish your drink, you just take it to your table with you.
What was I going to say? Is it like a big, they do like bingo and stuff too, right? Don't they have some of that going on?
Yeah, so they have
music trivia.
Yep. We did trivia on our sea day. We did Disney Cruise Line trivia. They had Disney Parks trivia. I did 80s music trivia. I did 2000s music trivia. But yeah, they have this stuff throughout the entire day.
That sounds fun. Stuff. See, I want to do all this stuff. I could care less about the ports.
Nah, you want to go on a cruise.
Want to go on a cruise. I just don't. I wouldn't want to get off the boat.
You think you know all the? And I felt this whenever we did the Disney Parks trivia. So it's 20 questions, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get every single one of these. And you get like a 16 out of 20, and there's people over here, I got 22 out of 20. It's like, what?
Really?
There's people in there that are just
complete goofy, nerds. Yeah.
Complete nerds. Complete.
Now, you don't dress up for Pirates Night and all that nonsense, do you?
We do not.
Okay.
There are people that go all
oh, yeah, out. Sure.
For this stuff.
Do they have that on yours too, Mike? On the European one? Are they doing that nonsense?
Yeah, I heard they might. I heard they might. Like, it is, they're going back and forth in this Facebook group, and I'm like, yeah.
You're all set.
Firm no. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Zach, if you had to pick just one between Remy and Paolo, which one do you like better?
I've actually never been to Remy. I think Remy's a little bit too much for me. Not price-wise. I think just it's too fancy.
Oh, okay.
I think Paolo, that it's nice you can go and get a pasta and a steak and it'd be really good. I don't need the
escargot.
Yeah. That's just not me.
You said they have a brunch though, Mike?
They have a brunch. It looks phenomenal. Yeah, the brunch looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where you get an omelet and a flatbread and
like soup, a million different things.
Salad.
Yeah.
It's like six course brunch. It's like, what in the world?
Yep.
Scratch your head like, oh man, how do I get on this thing?
Yeah, I gotta figure it out because my wife won't go on one. That's a non-starter. So
is it because of not being able to see land?
Yeah, she gets seasick, super like motion sickness especially. How about that? Is that a concern like for a first time? Like, how have you done on it?
I I've only noticed it once, yeah. And it was because we hit some, we were going through like a storm type of thing in the middle of the night where I woke up and it was whatever, 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, holy smokes, we're really rocking. But you look outside and we're going through a storm and yeah. There's nothing you can do about it. But no, I've never really been like, oh man, this is a little much.
And I imagine like you're not at sea, you're kind of insulated because you're in the Mediterranean
for the most part. You're not going, you know, 100 miles out.
Right. Yeah. The days, whenever you have a day at sea, like our day at sea, we literally just kept going in circles out there. We just floated pretty much.
Oh, because it wasn't, you weren't going that far.
Going anywhere.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But yeah, I've never really noticed the moving of the ship or whatever. That's never been a,
because I don't like. I'd be worried about that personally, especially because like the only reason I want to go is to eat a bunch. And then if I feel crappy because of like motion sickness, I'm like, all right, well.
So if you do get that, they recommend you get a room in the middle of the boat.
Which is, like, I looked at my room and it is the absolute perfect location. Okay. So we're on deck 7.
Yep.
We are middle and we're not near any elevator. So, I mean, it's, yep. I don't know how this happened, but we got a perfect room.
Yeah. They say deck 7, 6, 7, 8 or so. And then in the middle is the least amount you're going to feel.
How much time is Mike going to spend in his room? Do you think? He's a room guy. He likes hanging out in the hotel. Is it less appealing to hang out at the, I imagine it is.
I think it is, but I think you're going to like it a lot more than what it's like. Oh, I'm getting this small little stateroom.
Yeah, but you were the one.
Disney's rooms are really nice.
You talked me into, we ended up getting the room that you told us to.
Did you get the family one?
Yeah, we got the family veranda. Yeah. Because they had that and like two other things left. I'm like, that Zach has talked so highly of that. Let's just grab that. And the guy, the DVC guy said, you're going to like really enjoy the extra space. Like, I think it's 30 feet extra feet, but in a cruise ship, that's a lot. So
it's a lot. Yeah. And yeah. I think you're going to enjoy the room a lot more. Just the stuff. I mean, it's comfortable. You have a TV in there. You can slide open the door a little bit, get some fresh breeze. I think you're going to spend, well, I guess the thing about you is you're going to be off the boat a lot.
Yeah, we are. We're going to be off the boat a lot.
I think you'll spend more time in the room, like after dinner. I think you're going to be worn out.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm probably just going to want to go back to the room and just put TV on. And
exactly. Whatever would that be, like 11 o'clock over there, and what time would it be here? Like
6 a.m.
I think it's like five hours or whatever.
Yeah.
But so it'd be like 6 p.m. So you're going to get back to your room and NBA playoffs are going to be starting. More than likely, or NHL.
That's true.
So you're going to sit down and want to have a beer and watch that.
Yeah, that's true. This is going to be a long.
You might not sleep at all.
It might not. I might not. I might start taking like those bad drugs to keep the uppers and be drinking my beers and the downers. And
yeah,
I'm going to come back to do the podcast. I need a week off. I got a guy checking into some clinic parts. I got addicted to uppers.
It's always a possibility. Sounds like it'd be worth it. Any final questions, Mike? You're ready to wrap things up here.
I think I'm ready to wrap things up. You got anything else you need that I need to know of? It's been very informative. I appreciate it.
I think that's about it. I'm excited to hear how it goes for you. I think you're going to really like it.
This is going to be like, what do you think, Gary? Is this going to take us into August with this trip?
It could. We have like hour one, day one review.
Especially of all the stuff you're going to do off the ship.
Oh my God.
But I have a feeling that, as I said to you the other day, that you're going to want to rebrand into a Disney Cruise Line podcast whenever you're done with this.
That'd be perfect, because then I'm right.
Then he can just completely retire. Yeah, he's been looking to check out for years.
I'm ready to retire.
Here it is. Here it comes. Start packing your bags.
Yeah. Now, is it worth getting like the Wi-Fi, or should he just unplug the whole time?
I have to have the Wi-Fi because I got to be in touch with my pet sitter. I'm not going to be able to unplug for 2 weeks.
Do you have an iPhone?
No, I have Android.
Oh, okay. I was going to say iPhone, you can text if you have iPhone to iPhone. You don't need to buy the Wi-Fi for that.
Gotcha.
The other thing, too, was what did you do for cell coverage?
I don't use it. I just say forget it and whatever. I'm on vacation.
Okay.
I normally don't do that, but whenever I'm on a cruise, I feel like I need to. I just want to
Yeah, because you could just do the Wi-Fi and send emails or whatever.
Right. Yeah, she said like we could talk on Messenger.
Or Messenger, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've never, Rachel gets it all the time, so she can post stuff on social media and whatnot.
Yeah, which is what I would want to do too, but right. I'm terrified. I saw this this guy down here in Florida went over to Europe, and he went into roaming for like a week and a half. He got a bill from T-Mobile for $130,000.
Wait, what?
$130,000.
That seems high, Parts.
That's somebody's drinking. Yeah, you put that into collections. It was $130,000. Like that's
it just
I know they're supposed to check with your carrier, but then there's other vloggers who were telling you
just leave it in airplane mode and you
can still mode
and turn on Wi-Fi. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
That's an easy problem to solve.
I don't think who the hell would ever pay that bill? Yeah,
hold on. I would just stay in Europe at that point.
Hey, Kristen, I need you to transfer $132,000 just to be in case from the savings into the check-in. I got a big cell phone bill coming up.
They're going to send us a hat, though.
$132,000 just to be safe.
Well, if you book concierge, they'll give you one night free of Wi-Fi.
How much does Wi-Fi cost? Do you know?
I think the cheapest package is like $21 a night.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's where they get you. They twist your arm for that. And they want you, and the only way if you want like FaceTime or video chat or whatever, you need to get the highest one, which is like $45 a night.
So if you actually want to use the Wi-Fi,
right. Go live, Parts.
You're going to go live for $45.
Imagine if I'm not on the Wi-Fi, what my mobile bill would be.
That's just because you want to expense it. You just want to be able to expense it. Yeah. Put it on the business account. I'm going live.
Put it on the Amex.
Guys, what's your site one limit credit?
Yeah, credit. Yeah, right.
You got a half a mil on that bad boy?
Not for the roaming charges.
I know somebody that does.
All right. I think we should wrap it up then. What do you think, Mike?
Sure.
All right. Well, you know where you can find us. We talked about our YouTube page, youtube.com/@WDWBTG, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok @WDWBTG, our website, WDWBTG.com. Our Facebook group is WDW Beyond the Gates Podcast Family. Join us over there. Subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Leave us reviews. Leave us thumbs up. Subscribe on YouTube. All that good stuff. You can email us info@WDWBTG.com, Mike@WDWBTG.com, and Gary@WDWBTG.com. Zach, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on here. And it's a fun time. Looking forward to hearing how it goes.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on. It's always fun catching up with you and talking Disney, and especially crew. You're like our cruise expert now.
He really is.
He might be just not our cruise. I just the cruise expert with the amount that you've been. Are you in like their platinum club yet?
Yeah. What club are you in, by the way?
So I'm gold right now.
And what is that?
So that's 5 to 10.
Because I know I bounce up when you're a zero, you are a nobody. Yeah. But then when I get to the one, I guess a little bit of status.
Yeah, they give you a lanyard after you do your first one.
Nice.
That's a $20,000 lanyard you're going to have around your neck.
Yeah. Airfare.
We've got a couple more coming up. We're going to Lighthouse Point, which is their new island.
Have you done that island yet?
No, it hasn't even opened yet.
Okay.
But we're going the first week of July for that. We're going to Alaska in September, which is going to be different.
Alaska yet?
Nope.
My cousin did it last year. He said it was amazing. My mom did it years ago. She said it was amazing. That's a huge bucket list for me.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. And then we have one booked on the Treasure next year in March. So
now, do you do a lot of the bounce backs? Do they give you pretty good deals on those or not really?
No. I really don't know much about it. But I for some reason, I don't think it works with concierge. Like, I don't think you can use like a 10%, whatever you get 10% off or something like that. I don't think you can use it that way. So I don't think it's a good deal for us.
So you're saying you would never go ordinary Joe like me and Gary and then do like in the middle where you don't even get a porthole.
I don't know. We talked about it for our one that we're doing in July, and it was almost like, if we're not doing concierge, are we actually going to go, type of thing.
Wow.
And the thing is, we've met so many. Our buddy used to talk about how he met all these people in the fantasy. And I will say he's right about that. You do get to meet a lot of people. And a lot of these people overlap with each other and they all know each other, and it's how small world it gets. But
it is, it's a total fraternity. Cause when I got upgraded to club level at the yacht club, like we were talking to people like, yeah, we plan our vacations around each other. Like we all stay concierge at the yacht club and we all hang out. I mean, it's cool. Yeah. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Mike's going to be cruising all the time now.
It's going to happen. I'm telling you right now.
I'm scared.
Your only saving grace, Mike, is if you get like seasick every day.
That's true.
And then you won't think about it again.
Well, because like my cousin, he cruises all the time, and he told me, he goes, for your first cruise, he said you probably should have just done a Caribbean, blah blah blah, just to see if you like it. I said, but I don't want to do one of those cruises. Like I live in Florida. Like I have the best of both worlds. Like I don't need to go to Jamaica. Like this whole cruise in Europe just intrigues me because I'm going to see four different spots of Italy that I've never been to, obviously.
Right. Yeah, it's good stuff. Anyway, that's a long way of trying to wrap the episode up so we start talking again about more stuff. But I guess we could say that's going to do it for episode number 525 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For my co-host Mike and our special guest Zach in Ohio, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MIC.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R-E.